International Bible Studies Lesson for April 27th, Worthy is the Lamb, Key Verse. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation. Revelation 5, verse 9. Selected Scripture, Revelation 5, verse 1 through 13. The central figure in God's plan of redemption has been Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. John 3, verse 16. He is mentioned throughout the entire Bible, and in its final book, one of His identities is the Lamb. Revelation 5, verse 6 and 8 and 12 and 13. Reflecting upon the Abrahamic promise, which was the means by which all the families of the earth would be blessed, we think of the following words of John. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Revelation 5, verse 1 through 4. Divine justice required a corresponding price to purchase Adam, as well as all his progeny, since no man was able to give a ransom for his brother. Psalms 49, verse 7. This fact also demonstrates why, as an act of love and compassion, God made a provision for sending forth His only begotten Son to redeem the human family, which otherwise would have been lost forever. John 3, verse 17. Several portions of Revelation chapter 5 are written in highly symbolic language. However, our key verse asserts Christ is the proven worthy one who redeemed and purchased by His precious blood His beloved church. In verse 13, John the Revelator adds these words, And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. All who are striving to follow Christ have part in proclaiming the gospel message. That this would be the case was prophesied by Jesus himself, when he said, This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Matthew 24, verse 14. In Revelation 14, verse 7, John tells us our message to others should be, Fear, reverence God, and give glory to Him. Worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. God is to be the center of all our preaching, not ourselves, our ideas, our thoughts, our ways, but His only. Additionally, we should preach Jesus, the one who exercised the power of God His Father to create heaven, earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. All things were made by Him, Jesus God's Son, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1, verse 3. Let us more fully appreciate the unfathomable love of God in giving His Son to be a ransom for all, and the magnificent sacrifice Christ made in faithfully pouring out His soul unto death for His bride and for the whole world of mankind. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. Romans 11, verse 33.